Gordon.
The leading Scottish artist, Douglas Gordon, has an extensive new exhibition at Prague's Docks Gallery. Blood, Sweat, Tears features photographs, abstract statements printed on the walls, and above all, video, the medium with which Gordon is most closely associated. Among the works at Docks is a brand new version of what's perhaps his best-known piece, 24-Hour Psycho, a greatly slowed-down treatment of Hitchcock's classic movie. Why has Douglas Gordon called his first exhibition in the Czech Republic Blood, Sweat, Tears?
Yeah, the Blood, Sweat and Tears was really kind of a warning to the institution of what to expect during the installation period, because quite often the installation of the exhibition is pretty intense. There has been blood spilled in the past. There are often tears, and there's a lot of sweat involved in it. So it was really a warning to them. If you work with Douglas Gordon, this is what you have to expect.
And how much sweat was there this time?
A lot. Not so much from me, but a lot from my team. You know, I have a very good team that I bring with me, and a lot of sweat and probably some tears from the people here in Prague.
I understand as well that you were in contact for several years with Jaroslav Andiel, the artistic director here, before this exhibition came about. What took so long?
Yeah, Jaroslav contacted me, I think, through a mutual friend, Pavel Bichler. Pavel was an old friend of mine from 20 years ago. I think good things take time. You know, it took a little bit longer for Docks to open than we thought originally. And then I had a baby and things like that. So, you know, real life gets in the way.
For his part, Jaroslav Andiel says Docks are glad to be finally hosting this Douglas Gordon show. And he makes a perhaps surprising connection with the great Czech 19th century scientist Jan Evangelista Purkyně.
Obviously, we are very excited because Douglas Gordon is one of the most respected artists in the world, and also there is a connection to the local context. The connection is the fact that Gordon is focusing on the issue of perception, especially perception of moving images, and it was great Czech scientist Jan Evangelista Purkyně, who was the first scientist who studied the issue of apparent movement, and that was the basis for the rise of this new technology of moving images.
And do you think Douglas knows Purkyně?
No, of course not. He doesn't. He had not known about Purkyně's work, but he, of course, knew very much about film. And what he did with, for example, Hitchcock films relates very much to the archaeology of new media, the rise of moving image and so on.
Gordon, who's 42, has had over 100 solo exhibitions around the globe. In the cafe at Docks, he says he finds the 3,000 square meter converted factory space in Prague's Holešovice a top-class venue.
The space is great. I mean, that the large hall and the tower, you know, it gives a pretty good opportunity to show different types of work. I mean, there's not very many places in the world that I could show, you know, an 8 meter by 4 meter screen. And in one of the big spaces here in Docks, it's very comfortable in there.
One of the pieces that's running on one of those screens now is a new version of one of your best-known works, 24-Hour Psycho, which is literally, for listeners who don't know it, a 24-hour version of Hitchcock's Psycho. What's new about the new version?
I kind of got to the stage where I realized that some smart-arse young kid was probably going to run my 24 hours backwards. You know, if you're obsessed by time and slowing things down and going into, I suppose, a different way of thinking, then it makes sense to run your life backwards and forwards at the same time, you know, if you can. So, I wanted to try and explode my own mythology, actually.
So it's a kind of split-screen version going backwards and forwards?
Yeah. And, you know, I like the idea that you know, with 24-hour cycle, there was always this challenge for the viewer to stay for 24 hours. Now there's a nice challenge for some people that you have to wait 11 hours, 59 minutes and 59 seconds for both the films to be the same, which I find quite funny.
This is the Scottish rock band Mogwai, from their soundtrack to the film Zidane, a 21st Century Portrait, which Douglas Gordon made with the French-Algerian artist Philippe Parrenot. The trippy documentary, which was premiered at Cannes 3 years ago, trains 17 cameras on French football legend Zinedine Zidane for a whole game, and is like no other soccer film. The project arose when Gordon and Parrenot were both featured in a group show in Jerusalem in the mid-1990s and got talking after a kickabout.
And we thought, why don't we do something together? What if we make a feature film? But why not make it based on a football player? And we kind of used, you know, like Jean-Pierre Melville's The Samurai as an idea that you can follow a character even although the action is going on elsewhere. Why not use football? It's a great metaphor for life. So we said, what if and why not? And Zidane said, why me?
But when he agreed, how complicated was it to actually make it?
It took us from 1996 to 2002 to contact him, because he moved from Juventus to Madrid, and it took us, you know, so we had to start to see how we could get to him on a personal level, rather than just go through the lawyers at Real Madrid. We eventually did have to go through the lawyers at Real Madrid, who were fantastic. But it was a very tough thing to pull off. You know, 6 years planning, 90 minutes of real-time action, and then about 18 months to edit it.
Zidane, a 21st Century Portrait, is being shown at Prague's Kino Oko during the exhibition. Getting back to ducks, the walls and other spaces feature many somewhat cryptic lines, like, it's all about you, or it's not all about you. What are such statements, if you will, all about?
They unfortunately are the things that rattle around in my head every day. You know, they're very self-reflexive mantras of how you live your life. You know, from being a small person in a big world to being a father in charge of a family or whatever. I like the elasticity of life.
The Douglas Gordon exhibition, Blood, Sweat, Tears, runs until the last Sunday of September.